Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danny, if you're Jason Wright, and in his statement he did this, you can claim growth, and successfully, I'd say, or fairly, you can claim success, because there probably are more season ticket holders,
yep.
Purchases, all those things are up.
It's better than you found it.
No doubt.
It is.
I think you also claim the workplace has gone from number one in harassment to a better place to work. Irrefutable.
Mm-hmm.
What are the big fan things that you did that are your wins? The stadium is still FedEx Field, and there is no... In fact, it's not, because you don't even have a naming right on the stadium at this point. So in some ways, that's gone backwards.
Mm-hmm.
It's the field. It's Commander's Field. FedEx is out. But regardless, it's the same terrible stadium without a stadium deal, which was the baby. I remember sitting in Las Vegas, bumping into Jason, out and about before the... then football team, I think, was playing against the Raiders in what was the coolest stadium I'd ever been in, Allegiant Stadium.
Yeah, it's pretty brand new then, yeah.
And I was talking to him about, is there anything replicable here? Is there anything you like here that you could do with the new stadium? Like, he'd already done that video with Dan Snyder where they walked around SoFi, remember that?
Well, of course. And
TMZ grilling him.
Exactly.
That
it's like
4 years ago.
Yeah, he. I don't know if it was him personally, but somebody, again, this was the consultant type deal where it's like, we're just going to be here. I'm sure somebody notified TMZ to like do the video, and Dan's like, and then Jason, of course, then was like, stops right there and it starts again right here. Yeah, we're excited. We're taking the tour. And it was like a chance for them to show that it was on their minds.
Again, I'm quite sure there's been progress. They're likely, if we're viewing it as a football field, and the goal line was the day he took over, 1st and 10 from his own 1, shadow of his own goalpost. You know, they have moved down the field, but how much? Are we across the 50 toward a new stadium?
I don't think so.
Are we approaching the red zone? Like, what is going on with the stadium? You're in, now waiting for D.C. We've been stuck with our wheels spinning. Virginia had a complete botch where
just
they tried
a meltdown
to go with the Wizards and the Capitals.
They got to sit a few plays out.
They can't be trusted. Maryland is ready to do the thing. Let's mm-hmm. break ground. Let's give you all the money. Well, we were there 4 years ago. I don't know what has changed at all. I'm quite sure he could tell us more has behind the scenes. But I'm just saying, again, from the fan perspective,
because yep.
that's who we're polling right now on how you feel about this presidency. The rebrand, 2-2-22, yuck. On top of that, is there major growth? There was a poll in the Post recently that says no. That this thing's not resonating, that the name, the logo, these things are not becoming more and more a part of the fabric, that people aren't enjoying them. We get calls, literally and figuratively, daily from people who want the name changed. Now, there's always nuance to all this. Is that a Jason Wright problem? Is that because it's not Redskins? How many people, if it was anything, would feel that way? Probably a lot. Like, I get all that.
Sure.
But my point is just, I'm looking for something to hang my hat on here if I'm Jason Wright to flex a little bit on people and go, we did that. And the business stuff behind the scenes, which was, I think, inevitable because you're starting from the bottom now, yeah, right? You're like, it's as bad as it gets, and then you get better. That doesn't work. That's notwithstanding. So then what else is there? Give me the, I'll hang my hat on this.
Right. There are, you know, you ever, if you ever been in a workplace, you sometimes fill out, because there'll be this new incentive or this new focus of like the HR people or folks up the top of the company, you know, your own employee evaluations, but then also your management evaluations, people that are in charge of you. Do they give you the freedom to do this? And do you feel empowered? And are you happy with blah, blah, blah? So there are a number of categories where if you're being objective, you would have to give Jason Wright good marks. You would. Again, if you're being objective. But the ones that are the glaring, you know, not somewhat dissatisfied, but completely dissatisfied, or the 0 out of 10, or the low number, or the whichever one the bad one is, are the ones that faced the fans.
Yeah, I'm going to say this a different way. It came to me then. What you're talking about, and what I alluded to is wins. Those are wins for ownership, and those are wins for the business of the organization.
Right. Because that's better. It's better than it was.
That is not anything that season ticket holder number 657 cares about.
And nor should they.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. Right? We could use my wife as an example, a season ticket holder. She doesn't care about that. If I ask her, how much better is the experience? I think there's a couple things she likes better. But the fans we talk to, it's not crazy better.
No.
It's a little bit better. Lines are still really long to get food. Food is still cold when you get it from time to time. I don't know how many buttons he can just touch and fix things. I bet he can't. He probably wants to. It's a crap stadium, mm-hmm. and oftentimes it's a crap result on the field. And so those things are going to make you not have that much fun. But we still have people complaining incessantly about, like, they do one really cool thing where they let season ticket holders, I think it's called like a gold line or something, but they can get in a certain area so that theoretically you have your tailgate, you come up last second, you scoot right in, you don't have to be in the long, 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 long lines. The problem with that is we have people call and tell us this after every game, it seems like. They don't have enough people monitoring those lines, or people just bum rush it anyway, so you're not a season ticket holder and you're mucking it all up. Like, the idea is there. The progress is there, but it's still not seamless or always working. So I guess my point is, tag you back in. Take the stuff that's for ownership and business out. What are the wins for fans?
Yeah, what fan is going, did you hear the news? They signed a sponsorship deal with Coca-Cola. Why? That'll do it for me. I'm so excited. No one cares. No one cares. The stuff you want.
Although I get Seiss for Coke in the stadium.
I love Coca-Cola Classic, Pepsi. Too. Of course
I do. You got to have Coke in your stadium. If you Globe Life Field in Texas, Danny, you don't know what they had.
It's a Pepsi place.
No.
It's not?
It's a Coke place, but I'm going to do one better. I go up to the fifth floor, press box.
You're on five.
I waddle through a long press box. I'm perspiring. I'm thirsty. Just did a 3-hour.
But you were sweating?
Not really, in a way that was noticeable.
Right, yeah, okay.
But like my pores had opened.
Sure, you know, internally
I was
sweating.
Slick, you know, mm-hmm. my shirt was sticking to my back.
Vic Ferreira.
I just done a 3-hour pregame show on the field, right? We're coming up. Crushed ice, little pellets, those little balls of ice. Yeah. Do a big giant cup of that.
They're so refreshing.
And Coke Zero in the fountain. Let's go, boys. Let's go. Top 10 ballpark, just like that. That's how we got there.
Stratosphere, right away. Rocket ship to the top of the
exactly.
list. But, yeah, the thing that fans care about, obviously winning and losing on the field, he can't control that, and anybody that alludes to that is wrong. It's separate departments. But can I get in there easy? Does it take me a long time? Am I hassled? Are the experiences that are more controllable that aren't as sexy, that aren't as fun for the business part of the organization. It's not fun to make sure that the chicken tenders are hot. It's not fun to make sure that there's enough staff for all the lines out to be ridiculous between quarters or at halftime. It's not fun to have parking attendants hang out after the game to pay them all and supervise and make sure that it's orderly and easy to exit at those various times. Because again, you've already got people's money in their pocket. But are you doing things to make your customers, especially your loyal ones, feel like they're getting their money's worth? And that list of people that felt like they were getting their money's worth was dwindling down to a precious few. Mostly not his fault, by the way, from what he inherited. That's the thing. A season ticket holder, if you're asking people to pony up dough well in advance, sight unseen, for what the product's going to be, like if you buy national season tickets for next year, everybody could, God forbid, catch the new bubonic plague and not be able to play. You might not ever see James Wood, C.J. Abrams, Lane Thomas slips on a banana peel. All these horrible things can happen. If you want them to have a good time, you need to make it worth their while. Go above and beyond all the time. Not just one gimmick, this is what we're going to change this year. Your your team, your commander's points are now commando points. So if you had commander's points, those don't exist anymore, but you might get a free waffle fries if you go to 7 games. Whatever the hell it is, you've got to make people feel like they're getting something special, and that hasn't been the case nearly consistently enough.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.